Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. We're kicking off the morning with a first in playbook. One Nation, a conservative group aligned with Mitch McConnell, has spent a whopping $39 million this cycle. The group is up with two new ads hitting Joe Donnelly in Indiana and Claire McCaskill in Missouri on their support for what they call, quote, illegal amnesty. The McCaskill ad dings her for not only supporting sanctuary cities, but also features a cameo by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. One Nation is spending $1.2 million in Indiana and $1.5 million in Missouri on the radio, TV, and online. The group is also up with ads in Arizona and Nevada this week. Our colleague Alex Eisenstadt is up this morning with a piece on the hard truths Republicans are getting ready to face in 2018. They're deciding which lawmakers are worth trying to rescue and which ones need to be cut loose. Republican officials say as many as 45 seats in the House are at risk. Among those in jeopardy of getting cut off include Barbara Comstock in Virginia, Keith Rothfuss in Pennsylvania, Rod Blum in Iowa, all of whom are in precarious positions. Bloomberg got an interview with President Trump and told them he'll keep Attorney General Jeff Sessions until November, despite what he called an illegal probe. Trump also said he doesn't see how Congress can impeach someone who's doing a good job. That's one way to look at it. And the Washington Post has a step-back piece looking at how Trump this week has asserted only he could be trusted over opponents and fake news. Ileana Johnson scoops that top 2008 McCain campaign aides have been shut out of his funeral. Steve Schmidt, Nicole Wallace, and John Weaver were not invited to any of the services. McCain will lie in state in the Capitol today. The memorial begins at 11 a.m. and will feature remarks by Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and Mike Pence. I'll be inside the event, so read the afternoon edition for highlights. Our colleagues have a behind-the-scenes look at how Brett Kavanaugh has been prepping for his upcoming congressional hearing. He's been doing mock hearings complete with faux protesters. The New York Times reports that the Postal Service improperly released the personnel file of Abigail Spanberger, a former CIA operative who's now a Democratic candidate for Congress. The Washington Post has a piece up on Ian Smith, a Homeland Security staffer with white nationalist ties. He attended multiple immigration policy meetings at the White House. He resigned this week. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president is heading to Charlotte this afternoon. He'll participate in a retirement security event before heading to Carmel Country Club to participate in a roundtable with supporters and a joint fundraising committee reception. He'll then return to Washington. A big thank you to everybody who participated in our Playbook on the Road contest. We had entries from all around the world. Check out Playbook for photos. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.